It's time for news from Effingham's most trusted source, 97.9 XFM and KJ Country 102.3.
Good morning, Brian in with a check of news and sports here on this Saturday. Currently, we sit at 62 degrees. That's been our morning low so far. We have some light rain in the area right now. We're looking for some rain today, tonight, tomorrow night, and then dry on Monday. So the weekend looks like it's going to be a wet one. And again, we currently have a little bit of light rain in the area and 62 degrees. We'll have a complete check of that forecast for you at the end of our newscast. Well, Coles County State's Attorney Jesse Danley announced on Friday that Ms. Carmen Patak, a daycare provider convicted of aggravated battery of a child, will not be retried following the vacating and remand of her previous conviction by the 5th District Appellate Court. Danley said the decision comes after careful consideration of the prison time already served by Ms. Patak, the directive from the reviewing court, consultation with the victim's mother, and the prosecutor's complete confidence in the integrity of the original trial. Ms. Patak, a former Illinois State Police trooper, was convicted following a 7-day trial during which a jury found her guilty of aggravated battery of a child that occurred at her in-home daycare on January 23, 2020. Ms. Patak was sentenced to 6 years in the Illinois Department of Corrections on September 23, 2022. Danley said the procedural missteps stated by the reviewing court were unrelated to the merits of the evidence or the state's presentation of that evidence. After careful consideration of many factors, I have determined that a retrial is not in the interest of justice. The original trial, consisting of 7 days of evidence, including expert testimony from multiple medical professionals, police professionals, and the recorded confession of Ms. Patak, as well as Ms. Patak's testimony at trial, provided a full and fair opportunity for the evidence to be presented and evaluated by a jury. We remain confident in the jury's verdict, but must respect the reviewing court's decision. The decision not to pursue a retrial is a difficult one. It reflects my office's commitment to judiciously allocate resources while ensuring that justice is served. Ms. Patak is, if convicted on retrial, cannot receive a sentence greater than previously given, and all the time served in the original conviction will be counted against conviction on retrial. Well, the Illinois State Board of Education says voters, or Illinois State Board of Elections, I should say, state voters are not required to show proof of U.S. citizenship when casting a ballot, despite an executive order that President Donald Trump issued this week. Capital News Illinois reports Trump issued an order Tuesday directing federal agencies to begin enforcing a requirement that voters must show proof of citizenship when they register to vote. The order also threatens to withhold federal funds from states that refuse to enforce the requirement. The order was issued after early voting was already underway in Illinois' April 1st consolidated elections. A spokesman for the State Board of Elections says the only requirement under existing law is for voters to attest on their registration forms under penalty of perjury that they are a U.S. citizen. Well, Windsor School Board members have finalized the calendar for the coming school year. Teacher Institute Days are on August 11th and 12th, followed by the first Student Attendance Day on Wednesday, August 13th. The board also voted to ban the use of cell phones by students until the final 15 minutes of the school day. Windsor Superintendent Eric Van Holven said students will be asked to place their phones in pouches and then into their lockers. Van Holven reminds that there are phones in each classroom in case of an emergency. Windsor board members also approved a dual-credit intergovernmental agreement with Lakeland College and decided to keep all fees the same for the coming year, except the officials' pay was raised. The Windsor board accepted resignations from Melissa Murphy as junior-senior high English teacher and from Anthony Hupp as elementary PE teacher and hired Phil Yeske as junior-senior high school family consumer sciences teacher. The board also approved a 30-day leave of absence for junior-senior high school special ed aide Denise Guyman through April the 6th. Just a reminder, the city of Effingham is working on sewer repair, and that means South Mulberry Street will be closed from West Shelby to West Fayette Avenue. The closure is underway and then will be extended into Friday, April the 4th at 3 p.m. That is, of course, weather permitting. But again, they already had that underway there. And again, that will last until Friday the 4th at 3 p.m. Again, that is weather permitting. Well, Coles County Habitat for Humanity has announced the groundbreaking ceremony for their newest home build. The ceremony will be held at 10 a.m. today at the home site located at 1020 Jefferson Avenue in Charleston. The new home is being built for the family of Julie Boyette. Boyette began volunteering for Habitat in 2015. It was through that experience that she learned about the program's process for home ownership. I knew that Habitat was an amazing organization, but I never dreamed that I would have the chance to become a homeowner, Boyette said. The Boyette home will be a four-bedroom house that will meet the needs of Julie, her two daughters, and her son for years to come. Habitat owners have the opportunity to select custom features and fixtures for their homes thanks to the support of generous corporate sponsors and local donors. And founded in 1989, Habitat for Humanity seeks to improve the community by eliminating substandard housing in Coles County and ensuring safe, decent, affordable housing. Their comprehensive affordable housing program includes housing creation, partner family selection and support, homeowner education, and mortgage management and servicing. The unique and wonderful thing about Habitat is that we don't just build a home for our families, Coles County Habitat for Humanity Executive Director Melissa McDaniel said. We equip them with long-term success through financial counseling and education, credit repair, and membership along the way. To date, Coles County Habitat for Humanity has created homes for 46 low-income families in Coles County, providing safe housing for more than 150 individuals. Those families, in turn, have contributed more than $860,000 in property taxes, which supports the local economy, schools, and city services. The public is encouraged to attend the groundbreaking ceremony. Coles County Habitat for Humanity is always seeking volunteers. And for more information, you can contact Melissa McDaniel at 217-246-6181 or Coles County Habitat at consolidated.net. We'll take a break. We'll have area obituaries and a check of that weather forecast next.
If your heart beats for the heartland, for the pace and rhythm of the life we enjoy here, you'll be relieved to know you're close to experts who can care for your heart if it falls out of rhythm or the pace is not what it should be. At Prairie Cardiovascular, our doctors have a passion for pursuing advances in care, for providing the right treatment at the right time, whatever your needs. When you choose Prairie Cardiovascular, you'll know your heart is in the right place.
This is Matt Broniker for Russ Broniker Cadillac Buick GMC and Russ Broniker Service Express here in Effingham. The automotive landscape looks a lot different than a year ago. Our customers and our sales staff continually express their excitement in our ever-growing new and pre-owned inventory, and we are so happy to be able to offer each of our vehicles an exceptional value. We made the decision to work with a more controlled inventory in order to make each vehicle we offer the best value to our customers. So please accept this as your invitation to call or stop in to see what we have to offer. We are Russ Broniker Cadillac Buick and GMC, a legacy of excellence.
Time now for a check of area obituaries. Floyd Allen Loy, age 86 of St. Elmo, passed away the morning of Thursday, March 27th. Funeral services will be held at 11:30 Tuesday, April 1st at Pagel Funeral Homes in Edgewood, with visitation from 10 a.m. until time of service. And again, that's for Floyd Allen Loy, age 86 of St. Elmo. Charles Troy Tom Davis, age 90 of Hickstown, passed away on Wednesday, March 26. Graveside services will be held at 2 p.m. on Saturday, today, March 29th, at Pleasant Hill Cemetery. And arrangements are in the care of Meyer Funeral Home in Newton, again, for Charles Troy Tom Davis, age 90, of Hickstown. Judy Ludwig of Effingham passed away in Scottsdale, Arizona, on Monday, March 24th. A celebration of life in Effingham is being planned, and details are forthcoming for Judy Ludwig of Effingham. Tony R. Murphy, 61, of Mattoon, passed away on Tuesday, March 26. Arrangements are pending at Gieskine Funeral Home in Altamont for Tony R. Murphy. Funeral services for Tim Leidy of Wheeler will be Monday at 11 at St. Joseph Catholic Church, Island Grove. Visitation for Tim Leidy will be Sunday from 4 to 7 p.m. at the church. Funeral services for Myrna K. Quick, 77, of Dietrich, will be Monday at 3 at Meyer Funeral Home in Dietrich. Visitation for Myrna K. Quick will be from 2 to 3 on Monday. Funeral services for 83-year-old Margaret Wilson of Newton will be today at 1 at Crane Funeral Home in Newton. Visitation for Margaret Wilson will be from 11 to 1. Funeral services for Lois Durbin, 81, of St. Elmo, will be today at 11 at Trinity Chapel, Post Oak Church in rural St. Elmo. Visitation for Lois Durbin will be from 10 to 11 a.m. today. Funeral services for 60-year-old Roger McKinney of Iola will be today at 1 at McGriff Funeral Home in Louisville. Visitation for Roger McKinney will be from 11 to 1 today. Funeral services for Norma Siebert, 97, of Altamont, will be today at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Altamont. Visitation for Norma Siebert will be today from noon until 2. Funeral services for 93-year-old Jenny Osick of Altamont will be today at 11 at St. Clair Catholic Church in Altamont. Visitation for Jenny Osick will be from 9 to 11 today. Your weather forecast for today is calling for cloudy skies, showers likely today for the most part of the day. A high near 66, those winds out of the south at 11 to 14 miles per hour, gusts as high as 26. Chance of precip at 70% today. Precipitation amounts between a tenth and a quarter of an inch possible. Tonight, cloudy, a chance of showers early, then a chance of showers overnight, a low down to 60, south to southeast winds 11 to 14 miles per hour, with gusts as high as 23. The chance of precip tonight, just 30%. Sunday, looking at a chance of showers early and thunderstorms early in the day, then showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm throughout the day then on Sunday, a high near 74, south winds 11 to 18 miles per hour with gusts as high as 28. The chance of precip on Sunday is up to 90%, and new rainfall amounts between a quarter and a half an inch possible. Sunday night, showers and thunderstorms mainly during the evening hours Sunday night. A low down to 41 with winds out of the southwest 11 to 13 miles per hour, becoming west-northwest after midnight. Winds could gust as high as 22 miles per hour. The chance of precip on Sunday night is at 80%, with rainfall amounts between a quarter and half an inch possible. Monday, mostly cloudy with a high near 47, so we are going to see a drop in the temperatures on Monday. And then the same goes for Tuesday, partly sunny, 55, and then back up into the 70s on Wednesday. Currently, we sit at 62 degrees. Oh, nope, make that 59 degrees. We have dropped again with some light rain in the area, 59, so that's a new morning low. Yesterday's high made it all the way up to 80. But again, right now, 59 degrees, winds out of the southeast at 6 miles per hour currently. And again, 59 degrees with light rain in the area. That's been a check of news here on this Saturday.